The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The G7 summit in Italy now in the books, and Pope Francis making history, becoming the first pontiff to address leaders at the summit, the Pope choosing to focus on AI. Here's ABC's Patrick Reaver.
The Pope led a group discussion around artificial intelligence where the world leaders listened to a speech by Pope Francis. He was basically speaking about the opportunities but also the threats that artificial intelligence poses for humanity, including also calling for a ban on autonomous weapons.
President Biden also met with the Pope privately at the summit. The Supreme Court invalidated a Trump-era ban on bump stocks. The devices increase the semi-automatic's rapid-fire capabilities. Justices say the ATF exceeded its authority by issuing that ban. A federal judge ordered Alex Jones's personal assets be liquidated. The conspiracy theorist owes $1.5 billion to Sandy Hook families for making false claims about the mass shooting. This is ABC News. A big cleanup is underway in South Florida.
Rain could still fall, but forecasters say the worst of the monster storms that dumped up to 20 inches of rain in southern Florida have passed. Floodwaters have begun to recede. France Lomine's North Miami home flooded.
It's like a wave coming to the house.
Now comes the cleanup neighbor Angelo Ferreris.
I can tell it's gotten to a lot of our neighbors' homes. I've seen them walking by with, you know, bags of clothes.
The state providing some 100 pumps to remove water from affected areas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We are hearing again from NASA's Voyager 1, the most distant spacecraft from Earth. It's been flying since 1977. A computer problem that lasted several months has been fixed, and Voyager can now receive and send messages again. Up for grabs tonight, the NBA championship. The Celtics on the brink of an 18th title, leading the Mavericks 3-0. Such a lead has never been wasted in any NBA series ever. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville,
375-5353. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. For tonight, partly cloudy and calm with a low of 54. Breezy tomorrow, it'll become cloudy. Scattered light showers possible in the afternoon and a high of 78. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a few scattered showers or a stray storm possible with a low of 67. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly sunny. And our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The three candidates running for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District have all signed pledges to not accept corporate PAC money. At Wednesday's Democratic Candidate Forum in Platteville, Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson agreed to the pledge. Shanklin said that she is proud of the fact all three Democrats are, quote, united in saying we won't be bought by special interest in big corporations. Voters will pick one of the three Democrats in the primary on August 13th. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. She says age is not the issue in this election.
What this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Her speech focused primarily on how the Biden-Harris administration has supported senior citizens. She says her husband, the president, made the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid stronger. The First Lady says the rate of uninsured Americans is lower than ever.
He kept insulin at $35 per month for seniors. For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly, something that presidents have been trying to do for decades.
First Lady Jill Biden says older Americans should vote for her husband, the president, because he's protecting the Affordable Care Act and Social Security.
Bring the experience of our years to meet this moment as if our rights are at risk. Because they are. As if our democracy is on the line. Because it is.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago universities. Co-author Nicholas Karn says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing most lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working class people, our institutions can miss it when we have so few work in office.
Middle income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
Karn says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continues at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. Today is Wear Pink for Grace and Senior Night. Performances will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. The final performance will follow the 2024 Queen Coronation, which will be held at 11:30. Tickets at the gate tonight and tomorrow night are $8 for adults and $7 for students and senior citizens. Prices Sunday are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. Children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 will be admitted for free. Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host the Happy Tales Dog Walk at the Woodman Dog Park Saturday from 10 to 2. Jane Muller is the dog adoption coordinator.
The purpose for our dog walk is just to have fun. We want people to come out with their dogs. We are going to have just a great time walking the trails or being in the dog park. And the second reason is to promote the foster program. And we will have information available out at the dog park regarding foster care. We're going to have events out there, and our events, our big event is going to be, we're having a dog trainer out there by the name of Dave Barron, and he has over 15 years of experience with training dogs, both in the field and for obedience, and he is placed in competitions for obedience. So if anybody wants to ask him questions about dog behavior, please come out and do so.
The walk will feature two walking trails with markers, an obstacle course for exercise and fun, information about the foster dog program, t-shirts, hats, and dog items, dog treats donated by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, human healthy snack bags, a volunteer information table, and OMHS membership and information. Muller says it is important for the community to know what Okooch does in the community.
I think it's important that people are aware that we do work with dogs because we do have a lot of cats that we work with. So I think sometimes we're sort of overlooked on the dog side of things, but we do help between 10 and 15 dogs a year, and that's pretty consistent over the history of the organization since 2001. And again, all these dogs either have to be in a foster care situation or we have to kennel them, and we really would much prefer to have dogs with humans in a foster care environment because they learn more. A dog in a kennel, you can't work with them on any issues they may have, such as pulling on the leash, you know, or any other issues that might crop up. Some dogs don't need much work at all when they come into foster, and they're darn near perfect when they come in. And I would say that a lot of dogs are that way. Sometimes house training is involved, and of course a dog doesn't get house trained sitting in a kennel. So again, the foster program is very important to us, and we really are looking for more foster staff so we can help more dogs.
Dogs should wear a comfortable collar or vest. The dog should also wear a 4 or 6 foot leash. No retractable leashes are allowed at the event. Free will offerings will be accepted. To volunteer or ask questions, call 608-604-9156 or 608-647-3108. For your comfort, bring a chair to watch the events. The third annual Taste of the Hills is happening Saturday from 4 to 9. Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce President Christy Adsett has more on the growing event.
The first year we probably had about 300 people, yeah. And last year we had probably 400 or 500 people there. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's people can come and go and enjoy the evening and listen to some great music, and there are a lot of food opportunities and beverage opportunities. So just a nice night to come out and sit under the stars and listen to some good music.
More people equals more food vending options available. Committee Chair Terry Richards is looking forward to new food vendors.
We do have a few new vendors. We have Romeo's for the Love of Good Food. They do Italian, so they'll have some savory options for us this year. The new little sweet shop downtown also is going to have a little booth with us, Delights of the Four Sisters. And then we have some of our old favorites. TKO Barbecue is going to be there, and RC Taco. And of course, Christie's Sunnyside is going to be there as well. And then for dessert favorites, Appalicious Pie Depot out of Gay's Mills and Utter Brothers is going to be there with their ice cream and their cheese curds. And then we have another one, Lemon Squeezy Snow. They do shaved ice, lemonade, and some other sweets and stuff. So nice variety this year.
Coupons will be available for purchasing at Taste of the Hills.
Very reasonably priced. You know, everybody gets a little taste of something for either a $2 or $4. So they'll use either one coupon or two coupons. All coupons are $2 a piece. So it works out pretty easy for most families to be there.
Sampling tickets will be coming back for this year's Taste of the Hills as well.
With two tickets for $4, you get, a very healthy serving. So, yeah. I mean, but the idea is it's kind of spun off of from like Madison Tastes of the Hill, tasting. You get a taste of everybody's stuff and then you can always go back and get more. So we will keep selling you tickets, as many as you'd like.
With the great food, Taste of the Hills offers live music. A familiar face as well as new will perform.
Kelly Long, he was there last year. He'll be there from 4 to 6. He'll start the night off. And then at 6:30, we have the Dan Leppin Band. Dan is from Sauk City originally. And very good. It's a five-piece band. He sings a lot of country, but some country rock.
Taste of the Hills is a great time to spend with family, especially on Father's Day weekend.
There is no entry fee. And so for families that are looking for a reasonably priced outing, this really is it. I mean, you don't have to pay to get in. We ask that you, maybe bring lawn chairs if you need them for seating, but we ask that you don't bring any carry-ins in. But otherwise, you can really feed a family, pretty reasonably and enjoy the music as well.
There will also be children's entertainment.
We do have Walk with Grace is going to.
Yeah, they're going to have a kids area set up. So there'll be kids activities for kids. And there's all sorts of grass area there past where the booths are all set up that I know last year kids were out there playing football and kickball and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a good area for kids to have something to do. A lot of families, I saw wagons getting pulled in and kids, strollers. Running around in strollers and stuff. So, yeah, it was just like Terry had said, we encourage everyone, if you've got a lawn chair to bring that with you. We will have picnic tables and stuff available, but all that stuff fills up pretty fast. So
Taste of the Hills will run from 4 to 9 Saturday at Crosscut Park. The Deke Slayton Air Fest is this weekend at the La Crosse Regional Airport. There will be events both Saturday and Sunday featuring the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. There will also be demonstrations, stunt planes, and more. The event's goal is to educate people about aviation and provide entertainment. It's run by volunteers in the Cooley region. Tickets are $45 for each day, with discounted tickets for children and military veterans. You can find out more information on the event at airfest.com. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Richland County Highway I will remain closed through Thursday for culvert replacement. This closure is from County Highway II to Highway 58. The road is impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to Z. Scott Hill Road. Inspectors were scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing 130-133 South Bridge in Lone Rock Thursday, June 20th. That inspection has been moved up to Tuesday, June 18th. Wisconsin DOT traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day, starting at 8 a.m.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held this evening from now until 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Clarence R., Son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R., Son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and/or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We had a beautiful, sunny, comfortable day today with highs right around 80 degrees. Winds were calm and they're going to stay that way tonight too. Shifting to out of the east, we'll become partly cloudy overnight. And by morning, breezy with mostly cloudy skies. This as the next system approaches, so you know that tomorrow is the last day where it's actually going to feel comfortable with a drier air mass in place, highs in the upper 70s. Because once this warm front passes, that heat and humidity is going to be cranked up. It's something that we haven't felt so far this year. So tomorrow, afternoon, after lunch, I think we're looking at some chances of some scattered showers pushing in. Winds will be breezy out of the southeast, up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. And we really hold off on the heavy rainfall until overnight. As those chances look to stay mainly in the northern part of the state, we could get some stray thunderstorms producing some torrential downpours. Because after all, with the heat and humidity this thing is bringing, it's got a lot to tap into. We are looking at rain likely on Sunday morning, maybe some claps of thunder too. As the warm front lifts to the north of us, we will dry out after lunch. But that's when the heat and the humidity start to build in and high temperatures soar to 90 degrees. And the dew points will be in the mid-70s. It'll feel oppressive. Winds will continue to whip out of the south at 25 miles per hour, keeping us warm and humid all next week too. In fact, highs on Monday look to strike the upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds and very warm and muggy conditions. There is a small chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms once again, and then on Tuesday, we soar to 90 potentially again. Still sticky, mostly sunny though. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 81 degrees, which is our current daytime high after a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was also 81 degrees with one-hundredth of an inch of rain received. Record high set back in 1970 is 96 degrees with a record low of 38 set back in 1958. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 54. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:43. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.03, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car or in your cubicle at the office or at the station on the assembly line or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God." It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The state girls soccer tournament is continuing today at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in games that were played earlier today, it was Oregon in Division II defeating River Falls by a score of 4-0. And in Division II also, it was Cedarburg losing to Whitefish Bay by a score of 1-0. And so the winner of the game will be Oregon taking on Whitefish Bay. And currently in Division I action, semifinal action that is, Kimberly leads Wanakee by a score of 1-0. And the winner of that contest will go on to face Muskego or Brookfield East tomorrow evening that will be. Also, games that will be played tomorrow include in Division IV, it'll be Cedar Grove Belgium taking on the Prairie School. And also in Division III, it will be Plymouth going up against Catholic Memorial. Yesterday, the high school baseball tournament wrapped up in Grand Chute, Wisconsin, and in Division V, it was Oliva Strum defeating Northwood Solon Springs by a score of 11-1. In Division III, it was Aquinas over Kenosha St. Joseph, 6-4. Edgewood beat Mosinee, 12-6, and De Pere defeated Sun Prairie East by a score of 5-1. After taking 2 out of 3 games from the Toronto Blue Jays and having yesterday off, the Milwaukee Brewers will open a 3-game weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds tonight. First pitch at AmFam Field will be at 7:10, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. The Houston Astros have released Jose Abreu, cutting ties with the former AL MVP less than a halfway through a 3-year, $58.5 million contract. The 37-year-old Abreu was batting .124 with 2 homers and 7 RBIs this season, during which he spent time in the minors trying to fix his swing. The Astros will still owe him $30.8 million from the deal he signed before last season. A 3-time All-Star during his 9 years with the Chicago White Sox, Abreu was named MVP during the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. He was the AL Rookie of the Year in 2014 after defecting from his native Cuba the previous year.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
The Green Bay Packers have completed the process of signing contracts with every member of the team's 2024 NFL draft class. First-round pick Jordan Morgan signed yesterday. Morgan receives a signing bonus of just over $7 million, and the fully guaranteed deal is worth almost twice that. The contract includes a fifth-year option. Morgan played left tackle at the University of Arizona, and he was the 25th pick in the draft. He and his teammates and coaches completed the mandatory minicamp on Wednesday. And Philadelphia 76ers star Joel Embiid says the question many NBA insiders are repeating, did the Milwaukee Bucks give the Celtics the NBA championship? Needing just one more win, Boston is on the verge of claiming that title. A big factor is the addition of former Bucks point guard Drew Holiday. His perimeter defense and all-around solid play are given much credit for the machine the Celtics have become. They lead the series against the Dallas Mavericks 3-0. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
And since it's the 5 o'clock hour, and that means we only have 2 more hours left in the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest, as the contest concludes after the 7 o'clock hour tonight. So get those texting fingers ready and text the keyword. And, of course, as I said, it's our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRCO. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app, go to the app, and go to WRCO, and use the text button and send the keyword garden, that's G-A-R-D-E-N, for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are lower Friday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit taking and technical selling. Watching, planning, expecting good progress outside of some northern growing areas. Export demand has improved, at least for old crop, and domestic crush margins remain solid. July beans were down 9¾ to 11.79¾. August was a dime lower at 11.68¼. July bean meal was up 10 cents at 3.68.40. The other months were down. July soybean oil was 18 points lower at 43.68. Corn was lower. Planting's nearly wrapped up in most of the Corn Belt, with the USDA's planted area numbers out on the 28th. The hot, dry weather expected in much of the region through the end of the month could cause some early stress. July corn was down 8.5 at 450, and September was 6.5 lower at 457.
And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, monitoring U.S. winter wheat harvest activity and spring wheat development conditions. Concerns about drought in the Black Sea region are apparently on the back burner for now. July Chicago was down 7.25 at 6.12¾. July Kansas City was 9.25 lower at 6.27½. July Minneapolis was down 11.5 at 6.55½. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply on the week's direct business and the higher midday move in beef. Megan Grebner will have more on direct cash trade in just a moment. August live is up $3.67 at $183.17. October is $3.15 higher at $184.85. August feeder cattle were $4.50 higher at $261.97. September feeder cattle were up $4.40 Friday at $262.70. And nearby hogs were up on the higher midday pork and spread trade. July lean was 87 cents higher at $93.65. August was up $1.85 at $90.45. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet for the most part Friday, following the active day on Thursday. Deals for the week were at mostly $186 live in the South, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were at mostly $305 to $306, $4 to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday on solid demand for moderate off. Rangs choice up $1.50 at $319.81. Select was $3.80 higher at $303.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 74 cents with a weighted average of 87.61. No comparisons at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of 86.30. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 88.07. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 4.33 at 101.35. And estimated hog slaughter was 456,000 head, down 10,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she's concerned about the widening ag trade deficit.
$32 billion as a deficit, that's the wrong way. We should be in the plus.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield the U.S. needs to be more competitive globally. More news is next.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
President of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago is encouraged by the latest data on inflation. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more from the Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit.
Summit keynote speaker Austin Goolsbee with the Chicago Fed took part in the Federal Reserve's open market meeting this week and says something unusual occurred.
The inflation number came out in the middle of our meeting. And actually, this number is just 1 month, but it was very good.
He says the inflation rate fell below the Federal Reserve target of 2%.
My feeling coming out of the meeting was a little bit relief.
In Ankeny, Iowa, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
USDA says turkey hatchery numbers for May were down sharply on the year as producers continue their efforts to improve profitability. The number of eggs in incubation at the start of June fell 16% from last year, while the number of poults hatched declined 8%. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Smart bins protect the most important commodities. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AGI on Brownfield. Grain farmers are continually looking for ways to future-proof their operations and ultimately improve their bottom line. In this Managing for Profit, Aaron Squires with AGI says one way to do that is through adoptable, affordable, and easy-to-install sensor technology. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Smart Grain Bin is equipped to take the guesswork out of managing and conditioning grain. Aaron Squires, AGI Digital Sales Representative, says farmers work hard to ensure they raise crops with the highest possible yields. But storing grain in a bin and hoping for the best isn't a great risk management strategy.
If we think about it this way, if the bin is your bank account, you know, why would you store it where you cannot monitor your own investment? So AGI is on a mission to change the practice with smarter bins, a smarter bin that is retrofitted with Bin Manager digital sensors, which can be the wisest, you know, purchase you can make in turning a grain bin into a grain conditioning profit center. Bin Manager sensor cables allow farmers to take control from anywhere, whether that's on the combine, on vacation, or simply just lying in bed. They can monitor their grain condition 24/7, see the temperature and moisture, prevent emerging hot spots, spoilage, crusting, and with the automated system.
She tells Brownfield the sensor technology helps farmers avoid spoilage.
AGI Bin Manager sensor cables is an automated system that focuses on achieving your temperature and moisture target by taking advantage of the internal and external bin and weather conditions. The sensors can automate the fans so farmers can optimize existing conditions to prevent any hot spots, spoilage, and crusting and retain that grain quality that they're looking for.
Squires says Bin Manager also helps improve on-farm safety.
The system, the AGI Bin Manager, is their eyes inside the bin. Instead of crawling up the bin, going up into the top there, trying to figure out any moisture pockets, or even just simply smelling how the grain quality is, that's where, you know, Bin Manager comes into play and will keep them from having to do that, keeping them completely on the ground and can use their cellular network that we have on site, so their cell phone or even their tablet, just to view what's going on inside of there to keep them out.
And she says
the whole point to the system is to keep them completely out of the grain bin and to prevent any accidents from happening. That's, you know, obviously it's a huge safety factor.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AGI on Brownfield.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
And it's time once again to give the keyword for the 5 o'clock hour in the Scone Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Remember, after the 7 o'clock hour, the contest ends. So you don't have much time to try to enter this contest. So it'd be good if you pull out your cell phones or your mobile device and get onto the Civic Media app and text the keyword, because you can have a chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Once again, this hour's keyword is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. So go to the Civic Media app if you haven't downloaded it already. It's on the Apple or Google stores. Find WRCO and use the text button and send the keyword garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of this hour. Good luck.
She wouldn't look my way, but buddy, what do you expect? I'm just a fix-it-up boy at the apartment complex. Then she'll go out dancing by 7:15, climbing to the back of a long limousine. I know where she's going downtown. I'm going downtown too, and take a look around. I ever seen. I ain't hooked it up yet.
That was Toby Keith singing about that high maintenance woman right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. I'm Tim Theat. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour this evening, and hoping you're having a great Friday. And welcome to Richland Center, or if you're already in Richland Center, and welcome to everybody that is going to the rodeo today. Hope you're enjoying your day out at the fairgrounds out there. It looks like tonight's performances is going to be going underway with 7:30 tonight, and then a lot of that will be after the introductions. And remember, tonight is Wear Pink for Grace night, and it's also senior night out at the fairgrounds. So if you get a chance, stop on out there to the fairgrounds and enjoy that rodeo. And once again, thank you for everybody that's been entering the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We gave that word a little bit ago, that keyword, and just to let you know, once again, that keyword is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, so you can go to your Civic Media app, and if you haven't done so, download it off the Google and Apple Store, and send the keyword Google. Go to WRCO first, then text garden. Not Google, garden. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to confuse everybody there. So if you text G-A-R-D-E-N, you will be entered into that contest for some great prizes. And remember, next hour is the, not next hour, but the 7 o'clock hour will be the last hour for that contest. So if you get a chance before the end of this hour, get on there and text garden on the WRCO WRCO on the Google app. So be sure to do that. Also, just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, the 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market will be held, and that's going to be from 8 to 12:30. And also, there will be no milk and cheese at Park Street Christian Church tomorrow. That's because of the rodeo parade going on. But free ice cream cones will be available in the church parking lot after the parade.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
It takes 12 pounds of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream. It takes 21.8 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of butter. If Wisconsin were a country, it would rate fourth in the world in terms of total cheese production. It's time to honor our local dairy farm families during June Dairy Month. With the help of Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
Join us for Taste of the Hills on Saturday, June 15th at Crosscup Park near the Killian Meyer Building. From 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy food, fun, and music for the entire family. Local favorite singer Kelly Long will perform from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by the Dan Lepian Band from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There are activities for the kids, so bring your lawn chair or blanket. Limited picnic seating is available under tents. Food and drink will be available for purchase from many local vendors. No admission fee, and please, no carry-ins. Don't miss it.
This Saturday, join Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, for a fun-filled day right after the Rodeo Parade. You can support Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination or the Richland Area Food Pantry with your free will donations. Enjoy face painting with a 4-H for all the young ones. Also, explore all of the friends from Tiny Acres Farm. Indulge in ice cream cones and curd while supplies last. And spin the Wheel of Fortune for awesome swag. Don't miss out on the fantastic event brought to you by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, Saturday after the parade.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Said okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. Got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Smoke.
lady south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of ooh, no news. She can telephone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been.